بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Akhtar Hazrat Maana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Jalsa-e Qurb-e Mohabbat.
Mohabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگرچہ اہل تقوی میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے سلا عشق کے مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسو سے عشق اس کو دوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسو سے عشق اس کو دوتا رہتا ہے گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادا کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے بس مرشد جو کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاخدر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جاخدر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے لك هي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, this beautiful بيان of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, نور الله مرقده روم وقت ابرز زمانه, Hazrat is explaining a very high stage in the part of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if a person is dedicated and sincere and he makes an effort reasonably according to his limited effort and begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens different stages to such a person. And this is a very high stage. Hazrat is just giving us an indication. We cannot even understand this reality. But if a person just thinks about it and have such yearning in his heart that, oh Allah, we also want these stages, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His kindness, when you carry on this path and malakul maut comes, Allah ta'ala will grant you that high stage. And that is, Hazrat explains, jalsa e qurbe muhabbat. Jalsa, like the sitting portion between the two sajdas. Very small, limited time, very short time. But this is qurb-e muhabbat, that extreme closeness and that extreme proximity in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That everybody doesn't get this, and it's a very rare occasion, but when it comes, Allahu Akbar, as Hazrat Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that when Allah gives me that occasion of that special sajda, that I enjoy the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I can sacrifice that for all over 200 countries of the whole world. It is far better than that. So we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah keep us in this path walking towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat explains this condition that muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai, zubaan khamosh rehti hai magar dil rota rehta hai. Hazrat says, in the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a person treads it and carries on and be dedicated with our zikr, our tilawat, making an extreme effort to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat says, such a period also comes upon a person. Allah in His kindness, in His special mercy, Allah grants a person this occasion that zuban khamush rehti hai. That you see your tongue is just quiet, you are just motionless, not even your lips are moving, but magar dil rota rehta hai. And this is the condition, that connection with the heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in the heart, as Hazrat has taught us, Hazrat Haji Ahmad Nahkhuda Sahib, Damat Barakatum also explained, learn to make muraqabai dua. That you have the special connection with Allah. That you just from the heart you're talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a very high position the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have got. That they're in their hearts they are crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not like myself, we should be we all should think of our own condition. We don't even think and cry over our sins, our past life, how we passing it and forget our past life. Our present ibadat is full of uselessness and it is not worth being accepted. We don't cry over that and we just happy, no, we are in the path. We are going close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they reach stages, their heart is crying, Ya Allah, I'm still far from your love. And they want higher and higher stages. This is their very high position. Then Hazrat explained, to gain this, the effort that a person has to make. Agarche raah taqwa mein hazar gham bhi aate hain, magar jo aashiq e sadiq hai gham ko sehta rehta hai. That Hazrat says, although in the spot of the love of Allah Ta'ala, gaining taqwa, gaining the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not just easy. It's a part that is very, very difficult, hard. But when you hold the hand of a friend of Allah, it's a very enjoyable part also. But this is a part that a person has to be dedicated all the time, continuously. Because Hazrat says, hazaro gham bhi aati rehte hain, that thousands of sorrows and problems will attack you all the time. Shaitan will not leave you alone. All the time, something and something will come as an obstacle. Sometimes you are enjoying your zikr. Sometimes you go in a state of constipation. That you're just making zikr, but you're not feeling.
And that's the time Allah Ta'ala is testing that we shouldn't give up our zikr. Our work is to carry on. Our work is not getting enjoyment. So Hazrat explains, as it is mentioned in another poem, that the nafs all the time will be troubling a person also. It won't leave a person. And all the time a person have to have kushti, have to have a wrestling bout with the nafs. Sometimes you will overpower it, sometimes it will overpower it. And Hazrat says in another poem so beautifully, that a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jo so bar tute, jo so bar jore. That 100 times your connection with Allah can break, you just carrying on joining this connection. And the easy way is to attend the majalis regularly, and then we'll get boosters to make istighfar, tawbah regularly, and this is how you join your connection with Allah Ta'ala. So, jo aashiq e sadiq e gham ko sehta rehta hai. If you are a true aashiq, that is, you really want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we should be begging Allah ta'ala, myself first, that Allah makes us an aashiq e sadiq, a talib e sadiq, a true seeker. Not that I become a qani, that I'm satisfied. No, I come to majlis, I make my zikr, I'm on the path to Allah ta'ala. Shaitan gives us this dhoka also. That no, I'm okay, I'm on a very high stage. That is a very dangerous stage. And worse than that, Allah Ta'ala save us, that a person shouldn't be coming here and looking for faults. That is a very, very dangerous connection, a dangerous situation. So a person should be a aashiq e sadiq, that we come here with the true yearning that I want to become a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we beg Allah, Ya Allah, you brought me in the company of the aashiqeen. And so because the qualities that are in their heart of true love, let it penetrate my heart also. So a person who wants the love of Allah, he will go through all this test all the time. All this, whatever situations come, whether you fall down, you fail, you try your best to control your gazes, sometimes you make a mistake, you make tawbah, you make istighfar, regularly, but you carry on. You don't sit down and you don't give up. Continuously you tread this path. Then Hazrat further explains that if a person gives up and falls into the opposite direction, Allah save me, all of us, then see the terrible situation a person leads himself into. That sila ishke majazi ka ye kaisa hai, are toba. Kyunki aashiq rote rehte hai, sanam khud sota rehta hai. On the one hand, Allah shows us the high position of treading the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Allah says, if you get caught up with your nafs and shaitan, and you fall into this illicit love affairs, and not only necessary with human, generally that is the worst condition, that we just get overtaken with human. But today all the artificial things of the world, today sports have become a god. Certain people, their cars are their gods, etc. Our businesses, in other words, attachment to this dunya, and worse, attachment to this illicit love affairs. And today with technology, Allahu Akbar, good homes are breaking up. People that are married for how many years, because of this iske majazi, this illicit love affair, just by mistake somebody sent you a message and you got caught up. So we have to be extremely careful, and this is what Hazrat is saying, that thousands of griefs will come, you have to be firm. So Hazrat says that see what is the result of this illicit love affairs, are tawbah. How it is a sad condition, you don't even want to think about it. That aashiq rote rehte hai, that you are a lover of something that is dead, an idol, and you crying in your own heart that I want that person, I want to get connected to that person, I want that car, I want this woman, etc. And that woman who is your idol, or whatever is your idol in this world, that idol is dead, it is sleeping, and you can't get sleep at night. You going through sleepless nights thinking of that idol, and you losing your comfort, you losing your enjoyment and pleasure. So Hazrat says, what a stupid condition that is. Allah save me, all of us. It sounds very easy to talk about, but if a person gets caught up in this situation, it's very difficult. But the easiest way is, bring such a person and ourselves, make an effort to come to the majlis of the Ahlullah. This is where we will get the treatment of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat teaches us, what is the treatment? Khatao ki agar aayi hai, daman par zara siyahi, to apne aansuon se ishq usko dhota rehta hai. that a person who treads the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in the spot, we are human beings, we are not angels, we are going to make mistakes, you get involved, not intentionally, unintentionally you fall and get involved in a sin, and the black spot has come onto your, outwardly, Hazrat is explaining, your clothing. In other words, a person who is treading the love of Allah ta'ala is looking at his heart all the time, looking at his soul, not like myself, just worried of the outward body. Out my clothes, on your clothes, one the black dot comes, you too worry to wash it off. But really, like Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that one guna you commit, a black dot settles on the heart. And a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how easy to wash it off by just shedding tears to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala is so kind, so arhamur rahimeen, that Allah ta'ala has taught us through our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you can't shed tears also, my banda, pretend that you are crying, and I'll wipe out your sins. Allahu Akbar. So we have to be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily there should be my ma'mool, that at least 100 times astaghfirullah, if not more. And then a person realizes that gunegaro ki mat taqeer kar e zahid e nada, ke unki awazari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. Then as a person treads the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he comes to realize that I'm just falling short. So never ever look down upon a person that is a sinner. Outwardly he might be looking like a sinner. He might be looking like he just he's not paban but he's namaz. And you think you are a paban tahajjud guzar also. You are very punctual at your tahajjud. And Allah ta'ala save us. This is where shaitan all the time and nafs traps us. That you think you are a very pious person. Now you are zaida, you are zaid. You are disconnected to the world. But Hazrat says you are still nada, you are still immature like myself. That if you think you are progressing and you are looking down at the next person, then you don't know which moment Allah Ta'ala draws him towards him, and that deep sigh of regret, that how can I pass my life like this? And we have heard many, many incidents and many, many pious people, as Hazrat has mentioned so beautifully, behind, if you look at the history of every, behind every saint, there's a history. And in front of every sinner, there's a future. So never ever look down upon any sinner, which moment he will cry and shed tears, and even the skies, they envy him. As in the Hadith Qudsi, it is mentioned, لَأَنِينُ الْمُزْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ زَجَلِ الْمُصَبِّحِينَ. That when a sinner starts crying to Allah in his heart, and is making connection, and is regretting, and is reprimanding himself, that how useless you are, how foolish, how immature, you're eating Allah's food, and you're disobeying Allah, and you regret your past life, then Allah Ta'ala loves that more at that moment than a person who is engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should never ever look down upon any person. Our Dada Shaykh has taught us this beautiful dua, which generally we know, that if you see somebody has got hurt or is in difficulty, the dua which is normally sunnah, alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma abtala kabi wa fadhalani ala kathirim mimman khalaqa tafdila. Hazrat says, if you see somebody in sin, in kufr, then also read this dua. Because he is in a greater musibat. He is in, and then Allah will save us also. And then we will get tawfiq to make the dua for my hidayat and that person's hidayat also. Bafayde murshide kamil jo darde dil hua hasil, to dil par jalsae kurbe muhabbat hota rehta hai. Then Hazrat explains how to traverse the spot of the love of Allah and go through these stages, that you get that special moments of close proximity, is only through the company of a murshid kamil, a true and perfect sheikh, a guide, and through his special virtue and his duas for us and his concern for us, that they will be making dua and they will be guiding us. And what great feeling as we hear when they talk, what feeling they have, that we change our lives. Then a person gets the darde dil, the pain of the heart. That you also learn to go, rather sacrifice your desires, but don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you try your best to do that, then Hazrat says, what you get from there, to dil par jalsae kurbe muhabbat hote rehte. Then in the heart, you get the special moment that you get that, celebrating, that jalsa, that small occasion, but those are very, very precious occasions. That special proximity of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you are just getting closer and closer to Allah ta'ala, and yet you realize, I'm very far from the closeness of Allah. And you want more and more. And that is when a person enjoys coming to the majlis. And he makes more effort. And he makes more istighfar and tawbah. Then Allah Azza teaches us here, that what is the obstacle in the path of the love of Allah ta'ala, which we have to be all the time cautious and take great precaution about. Jo ghayre ghayro par fida karta hai apne qalb wa jaan akhtar, bajurm e bewafai haq se wo mahroom rehta hai. That whoever gives his heart upon anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives his heart and his soul, sacrifices it for the artificial things of this world, whether it's illicit love affairs, etc., whether it's our sports, our entertainment, or we like to be, although outwardly we think we're in deen, but we want to be in all the gatherings, in all the dawahs, even if there's mixed dawah, it doesn't matter, or there's some videos taking place, it doesn't matter, I'll be one side, there's artificial parda. So Hazrat says, when we give our hearts to these things, غَيْرَوْ پَرْ فِدَا كَرْتَا يَا اپنے قلب و جا, that you enjoy those things, your heart and your soul is involved in that, then because this is such a criminal offense, that you are showing this loyalty to Allah Rabbul Izzat, who gave us the heart. Allah who gave us the heart, and we giving our heart to anybody else, Allah Ta'ala says, you're not interested in coming close to me, Allah will deprive us. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that we appreciate this majalis, and we beg Allah Ta'ala to save us from going away to others and getting closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. With view to our Islahi Jalsa coming close, and just encouragement for all, some car guzaris will be also ready, and we may inshallah some brothers be ready also to give their car guzari, how they have stepped up their effort, and this is all that how we can make more effort, and that this hidayat can spread more. For that, there are different levels, as we, this poem and ash'ar of our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali shows us the great love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But there is one stage first where so many people are not Muslims also, and they don't even read Kalima, in fact they oppose Deen, etc. So that is also one great effort that is required, that at least people read the Kalima. And mashallah, there are plenty of people who are doing this work also. Especially very surprising, in India, I personally thought it was only Maulana Kaleem Siddiqui, who is in Fulat in UP. But yesterday some ulama were here from India, and they said there are a lot of people who are working, and Hindus, they are giving them dawat openly. And perhaps that is also the reason why the government is clamping down so much on the Muslims. Because the general public are seeing, and they are seeing the truth. So anyway, that is also one great important effort for us. Then amongst the Muslims again, there are so many people who don't know even Kalima. And some just that they know I'm a Muslim, but what it means to be a Muslim, how much is that effort not important? They are Muslims, but the aspect of Islam in deen, they are very, very far. Then there are others who are somewhat, they are practicing also, but still we are very weak also, very far, many of us. So that also, there is then effort also. And alhamdulillah, by the work of tabligh and da'wah, all these people are beginning to be reached, but there is still so much work to be done. When we see here the car guzaris, you get happy on one side. On the other side, it's not even the tip of the iceberg. How much is required there? Then together with that again, those who are practicing on deen, but we are practicing half-half. We are making also openly gunas, and doesn't really matter to us also. And deen time, we do deen. Ramzan comes, we are like good Muslims. And then we go for Umrah, we are good Muslims, we go for Hajj, etc. And when holiday comes, then we are good holiday makers also. When weddings come, social functions and all the mix-up things happen, we are there also. So that also has to be corrected, and that is what we normally call Islah. That we, what we call taqwa, to observe every command of Allah, and each one of us should think about that what commands of Allah are directed to me, and how many of them am I fulfilling. And then the things which Allah has made haram, how much of them are in me, and I'm involved in them. But many of those are such that we don't know also. For example, many times we will sit for mashura, but we fall into ghibat without realizing it. Many times we made wudu, we made two rakat namaz, we are sitting in a masjid, in the Haramain Sharifain. Right there also, talks we have and what is happening there also. So right in the masajid where Allah's rahmat comes down, there also we... So all that has to be corrected also. Today, lying, whether it is with our children, whether it is, for example, a mother will tell, don't tell your father, I dropped the oil, I messed the oil, or the flour, or something. We are in fact teaching them to lie. And because mother is saying it, so it's all right. Lying is permissible. But actually, it has to be that, even if your life goes, you don't lie. We are very far from it, very, very far. Quran Sharif gives the explanation of Ashabul Ukhdud, the people for whom the trench was dug and the fire was put in there, and these people stayed firm on their iman. They would prefer to go in the fire, but not to give up their iman. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the magicians, how they were threatened by Fir'aun when they accepted Islam, but how they remained firm. Inshallah, such tests won't come to us. But recently also, the ulama in India, when the British, when the Muslims fought the British government, and then how many ulama they put on the gallows, put them in pig skins, burned them alive, but they did not turn away. They remained firm. So this also has to come into us, this taqwa. And then Allah bless us when we have that in us, then Allah's friendship comes. And that is something very great. We usually talk of the friendship of Allah, but our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, you are involved in guna and you are still dreaming about the friendship of Allah. It's a daydream you are having. The reality of it can only come when the taqwa reasonably comes into us. When that we stay away from all the haram, which is even more important. We do everything which Allah has commanded us, we stay away from the haram, but our life has been made such, we don't get time to reflect on ourselves. What is called muraqabah, to think about, to reflect on ourselves. The enemy, shaitan, who is at the head of all, he uses all the other enemies then, they have made our life so busy that we don't have time. And if we do have some time, then we'll go and spend it on a holiday, not on seeing what we are in. If we have time, it will go on the garden, it will go on the swimming pool, our time will go there, our money will be spent everywhere else, but not for ourselves. And the work of, our work was that we have this fikr of ourselves, and fikr of the ummah, fikr of mankind. And so that is also one stage. Then comes the friendship of Allah, which knows no bounds. And in there, we will do ourselves also a good favor if we will see the kitab, Shaqi Watan, English? Jizai for the year after. In which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has gathered few duas to ask for the love of Allah. Today we make du'as will be generally for our problems. This one is sick, I'm sick, my family, this problem, that problem. How many of us really make du'a for our islah? That my islah must take place, We haven't got that concern. How many of us really made dua for the love of Allah? Ya Allah, grant me your love. Which is the most, if you get one, but Allah grant us. There is only talking. Allah grant us. Then a person doesn't worry of the things. So every, in fact, such a person, if difficulties and hardship comes, he's still smiling. He's still laughing. And he knows it's from Allah. And my doctor has given me. Many buzurgs, pious people, when they were told that make treatment for your bimari, he said that my doctor made me sick, so now who's going to make me better? He's made me sick, he knows, and I'm happy in that condition. And what conditions also? Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Alayhi once suffered from piles, and those who go through this, they know what is the pain of piles that a person goes through. Either it's bleeding piles or it's either these painful piles, very, very painful. So his khadim begged him, a great alim also, that take treatment, you are amanat of the ummat. He said that it, a gift has come from him, how can I ask to return the gift? So these people were happy in that conditions also. So when a person reaches that stage, then all the things also don't matter. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Now for all this, there have to be all people working, and there are people working, and we all have to support one another. And we all, where Allah Ta'ala makes us to have little fikr on this line, that line, we should do that, and every line is important. Like for example, if the people in the government department say only education is important, hospitals are not important, what will happen? Or they say that only the hospitals are important, traffic control is not important. There are so many things which we don't know which are happening in government department, but if they are not there and they are not functioning, great harm will come. So all the work, Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And who Allah chooses for which work? Allah Ta'ala grant all. But all the work are important. And at this time, we are just focusing here in our little small majlis for the Islahi Jalsa. So we would like that we all get more engaged. We become more active. And by speak, the more we're going to speak, the more it's going to come into us. So where everything else is important and necessary, and we have to support everything, but at this stage, let us also see how much we can speak about this. So inshallah, and also a good way of giving kargozari is all the positive side. The negative side that you keep, you also make muzakra of that, but not in front of everyone. So we all, inshallah, we'll have this few kargozaris, and then some brothers can give us theirs also, that what effort, or what we are intending to do it till next Tuesday, Yomul Ithnain, and from there then till the Islahi Jalsa. It's a few days left, and the Islahi Jalsa is also falling in such a time that we're in from January, then all are returning from holidays, from Umrah to Madrasa, schools were closed, universities, and then Ramzan is again very close. But so this the Islahi Jalsa comes very close. We have very little time to prepare. So inshallah, we all try in our way, each one of us, myself first, ask ourselves, have we made dua for the Islahi Jalsa? And the success of it really is not how many people come, but that if my Islah gets done, I'm successful. The Islahi, if one person turns to Allah, how happy Allah becomes. So all this effort, mashallah, the Ijtima is carrying on, the efforts in Rustenburg, everywhere, different places throughout the world, the efforts are being made. People are making du'as. So du'as also, that real, and for my Islah, that du'a. And then to gain that love of Allah. And in all this, one very important aspect is fikr of the akhirat. If we all keep that in mind, many things will fall in place. Today we do everything without the fikr of akhirat. The mort is going to come, qabr's life is going to come, the day of qiyamah is going to come. Like we don't want our faults to be exposed on the day of qiyamah. But the same thing is here, is the same Allah. And for Allah everything is one. There also, we all will be there. And who you know of your time, amongst them we're going to be. And if our faults are covered, if they have to be opened there, it's like more or less the same thing, like here it's open. So Allah protect us all, inshallah. And we keep that fikr for our children, the real future, we worry of the future, school education, university education, we worry for our health, hospital plan, this that, we worry about our cars, businesses, insurances, etc. The thing we have to really worry, and all these things will also come under control if we keep in every equation the akhirat also. And there is no choice for us. That is where we are going. Everyone has to go there. There is absolutely no choice for anyone. So in that, with that, each one of us then work out our system. If we just keep our akhirat, our final abode in mind.
A few points which is easy for all of us, dua is there. And each one of us can gauge ourselves how we are really taking it serious. If we are, like in the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Wallahu Sami'un Alim. Allah is hearing all who are making at least dua. And then Allah knows in your heart, even in your dua, whether you sincere or not. But if we're not even making dua, then where are we really? So Allah Ta'ala, at least that dua we all can make. Second, what today, though it's not the ideal thing, it's not the actual thing, but on the phone we can use it for good things also. So we can send messages to many people. Each one can just phrase a few lines. That how important it is. And one very important thing is that when we speak about Islam, but we don't say where it's happening. So we give the da'wat for our Islam, and at the same time, many other places also they're having majalis, etc. So in which area, we direct them to those people also. Like in, for example, Peter Maritzburg, Monana, Dawood Siddha, Durban area, every lot of, alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazl, there are many, many majalis that are taking place. So wherever their heart takes, they go there. But we tell them the dates we tell them, the places we tell them. So we phrase something, see how much we can do about that each one can do. Then the posters to put them up. That also many brothers can do. Then after that, the actual fikr, go and meet some brothers by one on one. Perhaps it is only one person we met. Only the wife, we gave her da'wat, perhaps. So we are saying that we gave one on one da'wat. Only gave the wife da'wat. So who are we really giving da'wat? So it's the positive side we give, only the good side. So there are many ways we can say things also. So then see further than that, how much we can do. So if each one of us check and how much we can, and really if we have the fikr, then Allah's help also comes. But if we haven't got that fikr, then how is it going to happen? So Allah give us all tawfiq, and this everyone, and we see everyone busy with their phones all the time. So put this also on, send the messages everywhere inshallah. And also it must not happen that we're just sending the messages amongst ourselves. I sent him a message, his message came to me. But we try and cover with good things, try and cover as many people as possible. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So just remember one incident on that how messages or things just go. One is that the goat's head, which is famous in Fadaili Amal, how the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Another incident, also Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah has explained, in the time of the ruler Marwan rahmatullah alayhi, there was one person, Waqidi, he narrates his own incident. He says it was the Eid time, and he said we were three friends, myself, a Hashimi friend, and one non-Hashimi friend, and we were like three bodies but one soul. So close we were to one another, like we were just one person, but we were three different bodies. So each time my wife came to me and she was crying also and saying the children, everyone is buying new clothes for Eid and they are happy, they're showing it to their friends. Our children are walking around in torn and tattered clothes and we got absolutely nothing. So he said, okay, let me try. So he wrote to his non-Hashimi friend, to the Hashimi friend he wrote, that if you can help me, this is my plight, yes. So he sent 1,000 dirhams, gold coins, to him. As he had received it, he hardly still settled with it, this other person, Waqidi, his note came, that is, I'm in the same plight. So he said, take this whole bag and he sent it to him.
And then he went to the Masjid Ishai to tell his wife what happened and what is transpiring. 2 days he spent in the Masjid. Then he came home. Then that other friend came back again to him. And he told him, what's the story of this bag? The same bag what he sent to him. He said, it has come to me now. So how come it has come to me? So all three of them were in the same plight. But they did not keep it for themselves. They sent it to one another. Then they decided, they gave the wife 1,000 dirhams and they shared out 3,000 dirhams. The king Marwan came to know of it. He got so happy with this that he gave them 7,000 dirhams. 1,000 they shared in the woman, 2,000 they distributed. So like that, they shared these good things. So our messages, messengers go, I send you a message, the same message comes to me. So we spread it out, inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq, that we take this also serious. About 50 years ago, it may be now, we were in Rai Wind. It was the annual Ijtima, and not like today, that time. Very, very, very small compared, nothing compared to today. But that also before the Ijtima, the way they had things under control. So I told one brother, how do you manage, how do you get, he says, you must forget of dreaming about it also. He says, yeah, brothers come 1 month before. Now it's completely different, 2 weeks before. And they take up their post and they pursue, see to everything. Then when the Ijtima comes, we can control everything. So all the sacrifices are required. Before time, if we are prepared to make little bit sacrifices, then inshallah things will start happening. And this is an important aspect of deen also. It's not something separate, it's part of the whole thing and very important also. Allah bring it within us, and as Maulana explained, we need it right till mort also we need. All the efforts have to carry on. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.